Today, we'd like to see the title of the wilderness in Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 to 22. To align with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast. It is mine. Where God wants all the firstborn, what can we see? Question 2. In verse 9, it shall be as a sign to you on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. What is the purpose of the sign for the Israelites and their descendants? And what is our sign for Christians? Last question 3 in verse 18. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up in orderly rankers out of the land of Egypt, by the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Compare and explain between their life and our life. Exodus chapter 12, verses 5 to 7. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, of the first month, the Jewish calendar. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight or sunset, and they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it, as God commanded. Now verse 12. For God says, I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. So God gave the 10 plagues to Pharaoh, who was stubborn. So the last plague is striking the firstborn man and the firstborn male. So here, lamb is a type of Jesus. Verse 1, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, consecrate or sanctify. That means set apart something to God from the world. To me, all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel. God wants all the firstborn, not the leftover thing. Always God wants the first, not last. So whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast or animal, it is mine. So it belongs specially to God, although God owns everything, such as offering or tithes. God wants first fruit, not the leftover thing. Verse 3, and Moses said to the people, remember this day of Passover. So, which means not to strike the Israel, the firstborn, or the firstborn animal, because Israel people paid off the lamb's blood. Remember this day in which you went out of Egypt. So, Exodus from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, about 400 years slavery life in Egypt. For by the strength of a hand, by strength of God's hand, the Lord brought you out of this place of Egypt. Not leavened bread shall be eaten. Leaven is a type of sin. In New Testament, for example, in communion service, we used unleavened bread, called as matzo. Unleavened bread is a type of sinless Jesus' body. So 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 25, for I received, Jesus said, I received from the Lord, Paul said, I received from the Lord, Jesus, that which I also delivered to you, Corinthian Christians, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. So the lamb is a type of Jesus' blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Also, Jesus said, John chapter 6, verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. So, is unleavened bread is a type of sinless Jesus' body. First of all, on this day, you are going out in the month Abib. Abib is the first month of Jewish calendar. Our calendar, Gregorian calendar, April, spring season. And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which he swore, God swore, to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, called as the feast of unleavened bread. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 5 and 6. On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. Jewish day starting sunset, then next day sunset. That's 1 day. That day, the accounting is different from our Gregorian day. Our Gregorian day started always midnight, you know, next midnight. But the Jewish day is sunset, next sunset. That's why the 14th day of first month at twilight, the sunset, that date, the starting. So that date is the Lord's Passover, next sunset. Then on the 15th day, so next sunset, 15th day of the same month, of the first month, is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. So on the seventh day, there shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all your quarters, in all your corners of your house. Why? As a little leaven easily rises up the whole lump of flour, a little sin will easily spread through your life. And so you should repent even a little sin as soon as possible and receive his forgiveness. And you shall tell your son in that day, saying, this is done because of what the Lord did for me when I came up from Egypt. So perpetuate God's gracious exodus works into the minds of their children. That purpose, God asks annually, Passover feast and the feast of unleavened bread following the feast of Passover. You should keep them. The purpose to perpetuate God's gracious exodus works into the minds of their children. So their life also experience God's works. Verse 9, it shall be as a sign to you or a token to you on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes or on foreheads, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth. Put a sign, a law of God relevant to the Exodus, such as God is almighty, or God is righteous, or God is gracious. So certain law relevant to Exodus on your hand and forehead to remember. A strong hand the Lord has brought to you out of Egypt. That is God's gracious works over the Exodus in the minds of Israelites and their descendants. Next question, what is our sign for Christians? John chapter 13, verse 34, 35, Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you. You love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Mm-hmm. By this sign or by this token, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So which meaning, without love, you have no basis to claim Christians. So love is our sign. So Jewish people's sign is Passover days, they God's word, they attach it on forehead or hand over there. But our sign is love one another. Verse 10, you shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season, which meaning spring season, the first month, our calendar April, from year to year. So annual memorial service. So why? It is important and is blessed that Israelites perpetuate the work of God from generation to generation. And we too, also, daily basis, we experience the God's works through our life. Verse 11, and it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanite as he swore to you and your fathers and give it to you. So God made irrevocable promise to Israelites and Israelite fathers, such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, gives to you, that you shall set apart to the Lord. Set apart to the Lord, or consecrate, or sanctify. All that upon the womb, that is, every firstborn that came from an animal which you have, the males shall be the Lord's. So firstborn male animal. Verse 13, but every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. Every firstborn male of a donkey, if you want to redeem, so here you shall, if you will not redeem it, then you shall break it its neck. So if you want to buy out the donkey by paying off the lamb's blood. Otherwise, the firstborn donkey should be killed. So here, by paying off lamb's blood, the donkey will be alive. If you will not redeem it, or not by paying off a lamb's blood, then you shall break its neck, which means you shall kill the donkey, pay off the donkey's blood. So redeem, simply meaning paying off buy out something by paying off a price. That's called redeem. So basically, the firstborn man, male, so basically the killing, paying off the lamb's blood, so the firstborn son can be alive because the lamb paid off for firstborn son's life. Verse 14, so it shall be when your son asks you in time to come, saying, what is this? Again, to perpetuate God's gracious work of the Exodus into the minds of their children, that you shall say to him, by strength of the hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh was stubborn about letting us go, that the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn male of animal. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all males that open the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. It shall be as a sign or a token on your hands and as frontlets or foreheads between your eyes, for by strength of hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt. Verse 17, then it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistine, although that was near. So which meaning, basically God allowed a 40 years wilderness life. From beginning, 40 years wilderness life, that is the punishment of God because of most Israelites' complaint against Moses and Aaron due to 10 spies' reports, except Joshua and Caleb. Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. There we saw the giant, the 10 spies' report. We saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. Therefore, Numbers chapter 14, verse 33, God gave a punishment, and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years and bear the brunt of your infidelity or your disobedience until your carcasses, your dead bodies, are consumed in the wilderness. So all infidel or all disobedient or complaining people died in the wilderness, but all future generations with Joshua and Caleb and their descendants are able to win the battle with Philistines through this 40 years wilderness training and to enter into the promised land. Here we see Psalm chapter 145, verse 17. The Lord is righteous, because the majority of Israel people complained against Moses and Aaron. So in order to develop, you know, God's justice, that's why God is the 10 spies of tribes, all alive people will be dead in the wilderness. So they are not able to enter the promised land. So, but also, Gracious in all his works. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. But God saved the Caleb and Joshua and their descendant and the future generation over other tribes. All saved, but God gave them to be trained to be able to win the battle against the Philistine, who was at that time from beginning too strong. So finally, they were able to enter the kingdom of God, the promised land in that way. So that is basically talking about verse 17. So although that was near, so that time about 2 years later out of Egypt, for God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. Verse 18. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Red Sea is a type of water baptism. Egyptian life is a type of old life. Wilderness life is a type of new life, but often a yo-yo or up and down life, spiritual and carnal Christian life. Paul explained the wilderness of the Red Sea life here. First Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. The sea means the Red Sea. All were baptized into the Moses in the cloud and in the sea, in the Red Sea. So which meaning? So Egyptian life is all the life. The flesh controlling life, all the life, but to get through Red Sea and wilderness life is new life. Then here, for they drank of that spiritual here. All ate the same spiritual food. So spiritual food is like a manna coming from heaven, also quail. That is a type of spiritual food. So spiritual food in New Testament, that the word of God is spiritual food. And all drank the same spiritual drink. That is Holy Spirit. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So Israel people was thirsty, but Moses struck the rock coming out of water. So that were a type of Holy Spirit. So rock is a type of Jesus Christ here. So, but, however, with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Most of them were dead, you know, in the wilderness, so not able to enter the promised land. So, and the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. Verse 19, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. So that time is Joseph born 400 years later. For he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, because at that time Israel people made the oath to Joseph before his death. That Genesis chapter 50, verse 25-26. Then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry out my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him. So Joseph was made as a mirror, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Then 400 years later, now the Joseph bones was delivered into the promised land. Here, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry out my bones from here with you. Verse 20, so they took their journey from Sukkot and camped in Etam. Sukkot, Etam, in the west borderline of the wilderness of Sin, the wilderness of Sin, toward the south. Sukkot and the south, Etam. So they camped in Etam at the edge of the wilderness. So west edge, just the beginning of the wilderness. Verse 21, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead the way. A cloud is not only to lead them, but is a shadow of sunny days, not to dehydrate quickly on the desert, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. Fire is to light them on night travel. That is God's presence and leading, so as to go by day and night. Last verse 22, he did not take away the pillar of a cloud by day or the pillar of a fire by night from before the people until they crossed over the Jordan River. God will not take away his presence and leading in our life on the earth until we, the children of God, see the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, unless we forget God. Let's see each question answer. Question 1 in verse 2, consecrate you me, all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, it is mine. Where God wants all the firstborn, what can we see? God wants the first fruit, you know, firstborn, best thing, not like the leftover thing. So we see here. Question 2, in verse 9, it shall be as a sign to you on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. What is the purpose of the sign for the Israelites and their descendants? The purpose is to perpetuate God's gracious words regarding Exodus, applying to their daily life in the minds of Israelites and their descendants. And what is our sign for Christians? Our signs, love for one another. That moment manifest we are followers of Jesus or his disciples. Last question 3 in verse 18. Go, God, led the people around the byway of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt by the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Compare and explain between their life and our life. Old Testament is a shadow of a New Testament. So first of all, we are seeing Red Sea is a type of water baptism. So Egyptian life is a type of older life or before believing in Jesus' life. And wilderness life, new life. So our life on the earth. So that is, we should eat the spiritual food that is the word of God. We should drink the spiritual the drink that is Holy Spirit. So daily we need the Holy Spirit's works, the fullest of the Holy Spirit as well. So we shouldn't live yo-yo Christian life or upside and down life. So spiritual dominated full life, spirit-led life. Let's just sing song all together, bulletin, blue book, page 36, number 6.